recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Bechorot brought to you Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Mem Hei. We're holding on the Halak Mishnah and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Bet, the bottom line. Makish Bekar Sulav Ubaarkuvotav. So either a person who, in walking, is knock-kneed and he hits his knees together, or he hits his legs together. So that is, his bow-legged? Not necessarily, no. But shaped in a way that his legs will touch when his knees won't touch. So they're shaped that way. Maybe this type of bow-legged. Ubal hapikun, or pikin, or pikin is the frigir sa'ot, or just bal hapika. Pika is a very reasonable way of ingeres, because a pika is a spool. What he's referring to over here is a roundish growth that is coming out of his foot, and we're going to get into the details later. And the ikel. What is an ikel? And again, this culture who makiv parsotav the inar kuvatav nokshot zolazo. So he brings his feet together, and he cannot get his feet to touch each other, his legs to touch each other. So his feet, when they touch, he's too bow-legged, and instead, what happens is that his knees will touch, but his legs won't touch when he's sitting. And the Chazanish explains an afkamina between the first cases. Makish is talking about when he's walking. But over here, when he's sitting, he would be able, perhaps. So when somebody walks, it could be that he walks with his feet very wide, so that even though he would be not kneed, but he compensates. But when he's sitting and he puts his feet together, if he could still not touch his legs together, so then that means that there's a misshapen leg, which is too bow-legged. Pika is the pika yotza migodalo, where he has, as you often find on a large toe, there's an extra padding that seems to stick out from one side. And this is called a pika because it's shaped like a swoo. And the same thing would be where akevo is yotze le'achorav, so that he has his heel extends backwards more than is normal, so that his ankle appears to be in the middle of his foot, above the middle of his foot instead of at the end, which is the slight bend for the heel. These guys must have special shoes, huh?
It could be
a bunion. Yeah, I mean, these could be also moving over just while you have them. A pasul. Another psul would be parsato rechava kishal avaz. So if his foot is misshapen so that it is so wide, and instead of being an all elongated foot, it's more of a squarish or circular foot, like a bird's, where it's bo'otav murkavot zo alzo. His toes or his fingers are pressed one on top of the other, which you often find in toes. Or the klutot lemala, or they're webbed so that they're connected. So if it's connected only up until the perek, up until the first joint, then it's kosher. But if it continues, and remember, lamata, always, we don't use in English, lamata, when we always mean in English, going down towards the body. Lamata in Hebrew means in the other direction, lamata going down towards the ground. So if it was lamata, not perek, if it's meaning that it's above the perek, if he cut it, it would be kosher. So it's not a permanent, someone who's born with webbed fingers or webbed toes can cut the webbing, and then it's kosher. Haita, if he started off with an extra digit, haita bo yeteret, and he cut that extra digit off, then if that extra digit had a bone in it, and it wasn't just hanging flesh, it's possible because now he is chaser a digit. In lava, there's no bone, then it's kosher. Now, if he was extra digits, but evenly, most learn, so that every hand and every foot has 6 digits instead of 5. And this is actually similar to Golios. That's where we actually used the lush of the pasuk over here, shesh shesh esrin v'arba, so that he had six digits on each hand and six digits on each foot, giving him a total of 4 times 6 with 24 digits. Rabbi Yehuda makshir v'chachamim posli. Now, most learn that this is dafka. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is being makshir because he has an even number of digits, and the fact that it's an extra digit isn't a problem. And that we'll learn out from the pasuk. The Rambam learns that we're only borrowing the lashon sheish sheish esrim v'arba from the pasuk of Galiot, and that Rabbi Yehuda holds b'chol extra digits are not a pogam as long as they look like they're part of. In other words, you have to sit there and count how many fingers and toes the baby has. It isn't a pogam to have an extra one b'chol. So in other words, it doesn't have to be 24 according to Rambam. It could be 21. One extra digit's also fine.
Okay, can we say that chaser?
Yes, but when it's sidrat, it's nisperat, it's considered to be acceptable. Yeah. Hasholeit b'shtei yadav, if he's ambidextrous, Rebbe pasels, because as we'll see in the Gemara, he considers this to be not being sholeit with either hand, instead of being sholeit with both hands. In other words, it needs to be a shlita that has more ability to be bechavim, and the chachonim are machshirs, on the contrary, that it actually ambidextrity is the ability to utilize both, as well as if you were just a righty or a lefty.
It's only a lefty.
It's possible that we'll see later. We're not discussing it here.
I lost the thread of the mountain in the pair of chachon kasher.
I noticed. I don't know why, but for some reason, as soon as I said the words that in Hebrew, lamata means towards the ground, away from the body, I saw that look of dreaminess coming over your eyes.
Then Rebbe said that it was above, not below.
Yes, correct. It was cut above, so that made it kosher, because you disconnected them where they were attached. It was grown below, and then you cut up above till it's above the perek.
Above the perikai or above the body?
Yes. If lamata means towards the ground, away from the body.
Lamata means towards the ground, away from the body. So therefore, if you cut it below the perik, it's kasher that it means. Rabbi saying no. Rabbi saying it means lamata means was being cut above. I was.
Correct. It means being cut above. This is below. It's web. Now you're going up, and you're opening it. You're cutting up.
Right.
And now it's kosher. Leave it stuck down. Buzz cut it. It goes good. Is it Dr. Seuss or is it Sesame Street? Down. Up.
Right.
There so, we go.
Right. So, Lamata.
Maybe we need a song. Are we all right?
Which way is up?
No, but I'll work on it.
Don't let them know about this in Tel Aviv. Okay. Tana Rabban. So it says in the pasuk, O isha sheyebo shever, regel o shever. Yeah, now you might think that means literally the bone needs to be broken. How do we know to include misshapen bones? Like in our Mishnah, the kishan, the ikel, the kilban. Talmud Lomar, O Sheberek. Tana, the Baal HaKipin and the Shufner. Boy, these are interesting names. What exactly are these things? So, Omer Pyebaravam Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal HaPikin is Yeshu Kisatot Harbe. He's got a lot of Kisatot. Rashi learns that it's a swelling of the actual ankle bone. Tosus learns that what this is there's normally padding on the pad of the foot in front of the arch, and padding on the back of the foot on the heel. If there's an awful lot of padding, that's another way of saying that the instep is insanely high. So he looks like he has a kippah. And the arch is overly high, but that's not necessarily because of the bone structure. It could be just because there's too much padding on the bottom of his foot, and it's a fleshy foot. And the shufnar would be that he doesn't have an arch. So she'en lo kisatot kol ikar. He learns this very, very differently than Rashi. Flat foot. Yeah. Huh? I have no idea where the word comes from. I could not pretend to give you an explanation. Now, it definitely sounds like a modern Israeli term. Oh, yeah, shufnar. Pika yotze migodlov akivo yotze leachorav, which Rabbi Elazar says, if the akivo yotze leachorav, so then his leg seems to be coming out of the middle of his foot. So it's yotze beimtza raglo. Parsotav are wide like an avaz, a goose. Omrif papalo tema, the trifa below siddika. Don't think that that means only that it's spread out and not at all soduk, meaning that he's webbed completely all the way to the end. It doesn't necessarily mean that. He could have toes on this foot, normal toes, but if the foot itself is trefa, spread out in that roundish way instead of being elongated like a human foot, then even if he's got toes on it, it's also a mum. It's botav murkavot zo agabe zo o kelutot. And here too we learn it out from Tana Rabbana. Ish o ish asher yebo sheva yad. You might think sheva yad is dafka where the bone is broken, but how about it's botav being murkavot o kelutot, it should say. There, lamalam na perak vechatchan. Wait, what? What do you mean vechatchan? You said vechatchan is good. I mean, v'lo chatchan, and you didn't cut it. How do you know that that too is included in shever yad? Talmud lomar, o shever yad. Haitavo yeteret v'chatacha, if you had an extra digit. You cut the extra digit, then it depends. If it has an etzem in it, it's posel. If not, it's kosher. Omer abar barbachanan, Reb Yochanan, but this is only where the extra digit is in the line of digits. So we understand that it's not a mutation in the sense of having some complete mess up of growing out of the wrong place. It's a mess up in numbering, but therefore just an extra digit. If it's growing out of the back of his hand, or it's like one of these fruit fly experiments where it's coming out of his eyes, then obviously that would definitely not be called a digit. And therefore, where do we call it a digit where it's a spirit? Tana Rabbanan yetera sheyeshba etzem. If there's an extra digit that has a bone in it, then even if it doesn't have a fingernail, and it's not normally a normally formed finger, it is still metame b'maga u'b'masa, just like an entire organ, and it's metame b'ona, like an entire organ. Not only that, if you need to count most of the bones in the body, we say there's ramach evarim, so most would be 125. So even though this person has more than that, this counts towards the 125. Amar Rabba Bar Bachanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When is this true? Binisperet agav hayad. Only where the extra digit occurs in the line of other digits, and not where it's just popping out all over. Amar Chista. Dover Zera Beinu Hagadol Amro. I want to tell you the following thing was taught to us by our great Rav, whose name was Rav. And Hamakom Yeb Ezra, God should help him. And he said as follows, Yutera Chiyishba Etzem. So if you have an extra digit that has a bone in it but does not have a properly formed fingernail, then it's Matami B'magu B'masa, but it's not Matami B'oil. Now that's the opposite of what we said. We said a moment ago, it is Matame Be'ol, even though it doesn't have a fingernail. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. What is this talking about? Be'ena Nisperet Agabayat. That's where it is not part of the normal line of digits. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you know, I love it when people just pull something out of their hat. I mean, they say something, they don't explain themselves. Where do you get this from? I mean, it's like they're prophets. I don't have to explain what I'm saying. Well, okay, this doesn't make any sense. I'm Manavshav. You're calling this an aver, this extra digit, so why isn't it metame ba'oel? If you're not calling it an aver, so why is it metame ba'baga v'masa? Omer v'una barmanoch b'shveder v'ach b'reder v'ika. It's not metame because it's an aver. It's metame because it is etzem kisa ora. That's all. Rav Papa says, no. it's actually, the whole thing is a gezerah, and it really is not considered to be part of the skeletal remains at all. It doesn't belong there. The Rabbanan made it as if it's part of the body, because of a gezerah, not everybody knows the difference between an extra digit that is a duplication of a gene, or an extra digit that came because of a substitution. So they don't know the difference. They'll think, oh, well, we saw it wasn't important, it wasn't metame, and they'll think that even where it was nisper d'agavayad, it's also not important, but there it is. There it's a real digit. Because of that, they made a gezerah that it should be metame as if it's part of the skeleton. So then, I don't get it. So then, if it's a gezerah, so then you should make it being metame even ba'ol, no? So you're in the spirit, ba'ol namiti tame. No. And here we have our standard explanation that when the rabbonim create additional tumah, they always put a built-in heker that people should know that it's only the rabbonim. It's the very fact that Rabbi Yochanan was shocked and said, what is this, Divrei Nevi'ahs? That's the point. So you think to yourself, yeah, what is this actually, Divrei Nevi'ahs? It must be that it's a takana d'rabbanan. Because of that, they won't come to burn Truma V'Kachim, where, in fact, something was nogea in it. So of the Rabbanan, hekera kechra lisfalehu Truma V'Kadashim, like we've had a number of times, even here in the Masech. Tananat. So in Arlod we learn that Rov Binyano, most of the height of the skeleton, or Rov Minyano, most of the total number of bones, which is most of Ramach Evarim, of a mate, even though it doesn't have Rov HaKav of Atzamot is Betame Ba'oel, but if it's Rov Minyan and Rov Binyan, they don't even need Rov HaKav. It's Tame Ba'oel. Tana Rabbanan Ezeo Rov Binyano. So Rov of the Binyan would just be Shnei Shokayim, if you have two legs, and you have one thigh, because that would be Rov Govhau Begadol. That would be most of the height of a normal person who's not misshapen as a dwarf or something. But a normal person, that is most of the height of his standing stature. And what is Rov Minyano? 125. Amar Le Ravina Le Rava, you're trying to teach me how to divide? I need a Tana and a Mishnah to teach me how to divide? Go to grade school, for God's sake. Tana Minyana Telashmeina. Any idiot knows how to divide the 248 and to divide it by two and then to add one to make it that it should be the Rov. I don't get what he's doing over here. No, he's telling you a big chiddush. Kamashman Kiritanya. Let's say a person is chaser, so that he only has 200 evorim. How would he have only 200 evorim? If he was missing two digits on each of his extremities, so that would mean that he's missing eight digits. Now, every etzba has six separate bones. By the way, when we talk about bones, we don't necessarily mean literally bones that you would find as separated, clearly pieces. We're talking about ossification center, where the bones began to grow into bone. Very often they fuse, so that we have far less in a fully formed adult body. There's far less than Mataim and Arba Vishmona. But in any event, the number of pieces that we call a varim in each one of the digits on each one of the extremities would be six in each one. So six times the eight additional digits that he's got, two in each extremity, gives us 48. So take off 48, so the guy's only got matayim. Or if somebody is a yeter who has matayim vishmonim ve'echad, so nonetheless, this would be defined by the Rov that is the norm. And that's why saying 125 is what is necessary, even if he's only got 200. And 125 is sufficient, even if he's got a lot of extra Avarim. So he's got 281 Avarim. Zil bata ruba de inche go according to the Rov. What is the reason that we take 281? That is already not so partial. Because let's say that he has 4 additional digits. And so that would give him 4 times 6 would be 24. And perhaps he also has an additional supporting bone structure in the arm or in the foot. Gives you an additional 4 would be 28. And suppose we are talking about a woman, and we'll see that a woman also has what we call the two hinges and the two doors on the pelvis. So altogether, that gives us 281, some suggest. Rashi puts 5 of the women together with the additional 24 etzpaot, and he only comes out to 277, and he can't figure out where the other 4 come from, but this would explain it. There was a supportive structure, which the Rabbeinu Gershom suggests. Okay, but in any event, the Kiddush of a year, you go, Basar the Rav. Actually, Rav Yishmol had some Talmidim that managed to get the body of a prostitute that they had, the government had killed. It was Nitchaivas Reifa Lamelech. So they took this body and they boiled it down to reduce it just to bone. And they found, they counted, and they found 252 bones. So they came and told Rabbi Yishmol, what's going on? We boiled down a body and we found 252. He says, might your body have been a female? Hashem Abisha Badakten. We're over there. We find Hosifla Katuv Shnei Tzirim Shnei Dlatot. We find that a human female has what are called hinges and doors, because we find the Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer Keshiv Tzirim Labayit Kach Tzirim Leisha. The word tzir is a play on words. The word tzir means the pain of birth pain. So you've got tzirim. But it also means a hinge. So what must mean is, why do we call tzirei leida tzirim? Because the pressure against the pelvis, the force to expand, is a hinge-like effect, which is built into the ability of a woman's pelvis to expand. And that's why it says, vatichra vateleid. So we understand that to mean her hinges opened up. Actually, this is the main problem with humans. I know that's of all species, the ones that have the biggest problems giving birth, which is why they give birth to embryos instead of fully formed usable organisms. Other mammals give birth to usable things. They walk around and they take care of themselves. They come over to their mommies to suckle. Humans like are completely useless because they're still basically embryos. But that's because there's a limit to how wide you can get that pelvis to stretch and to get a brain out of it. So if you're developing a large-brained mammal, it's got to develop to a great extent outside of its mother, unless, of course, it's a marsupial. That would be another good idea, but that wasn't the one chosen. So in any event, the extra movement in the pelvis is through tzirim. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Kishim she dilatot labayit, kach dilatot lisha. Shenema kilo sagar. Here it uses a lotion of delet. So it says kilo sagar dalte bitnis. That's another two doors. And Rabbi Akiva says, but you're missing one. The same way that there is a handle, a lock to a bayit, there must be a lock to a woman. It says vayiftach et rachmai. Open it. It's like a handle. That means that there's another bone that serves to keep the pelvis tight. So, wait a minute. So then, according to Rabbi Akiva, how come the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmol only found 4 extra bones? They should have found 5 extra bones. So, Kasha, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmol, says the Gemara, because the Mafteach is a very small bone, and since they were doing this in a rather gross way of boiling the body, so Dilma, I deserted it Mufim Mitmach, maybe because it's such a small thing, because they boiled it up, it basically just dissolved. Omer Rav, that you should know, these additional bones are not metami ba'oil, because it says Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Amud ba'oil, which means only those things which are shaveh l'chol adam, which are common to all humans, and not that appear only in one sense. Omer Le'Abaye, Are you telling me that a male doesn't have the same posik of seer? Leka v'aktiv, sirim achazuni kitzirei yoleda. So, I mean, obviously, if we're saying that I too, male, can be grabbed, as Yeshayahu says, by the same pains that Tzirei Yoleda, and by Tzirei Yoleda had a double meaning of hinges. Yes, it's true, but that doesn't mean it's a bone. And a male doesn't have to be a bone. It's Tzirei Basar. He's referring to tendons. The Oktiv, does it not say that Daniel tells the Malach, he says, Adoni b'mare nefchut Tzirei alai. I was totally broken. My Tzirim tore me apart. Yeah, that's also Tzirei Basar. By the way, Achanami Mustafa. Because if you're telling me it's also Tzirim, so you never have 248. Where are there 248? Neither on the Isha, not on the Isha. I mean, obviously, we start off with 248. We add the additional two Tzirim, two Dlatot, to one Mafteach for the Isha. Yet, then we found that if you have an additional digit beyond of a Baragla, and comes along Reb Yehuda and says, if you've got six digits in every hand, and every foot, total of 24, that's great. Omer Yitzchak Shnei Mikra Echad Darsha. They're both learning from the pasuk about Goliath. Because over there it says, Vatiod Milchama Begat, and comes along Vayish Madon, Ve'etzbaot Yadav, Ve'etzbaot Raglav, and here is the Lashon of our Mishnah. Sheish Vashesh Esrim V'Arba Mispar, and that's Gufo what the pasuk says. So clearly that's what our Mishnah was playing off of. So Mar Savar Bignute Mishtoy. So the Rabbanan said that that's possible. The Torah is trying to describe Goliath as a monster. He's a mutation. There's a mutation. It's Adarabah. The fact that we say 6, 6, 48 means that he's a Meshuggah. Something's wrong with him. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is saying the contrary. The Torah is trying to say, wow, this is an incredible, powerful, and impressive human being. Not a monster. So then if that's the case, then it's Bishvachi Mishtoikra. Oh my Rabbi, isn't the whole thing very weird? I mean, why do we need for the Pasuk to add up the number of digits in this way? Six times four. Let's say, I don't get 24. Why do we have the 24? So, Mali Dichtiv Shesh Vashesh and the Srim Vaharba Mispar. I'll tell you why. Let's say the Torah says Shesh Shesh. So I would have said that means he's got six extra digits in his upper extremities and six extra digits in his lower extremities. Meaning he has one hand with six digits, one foot with six digits. Therefore, it says Esrim V'Arba. But suppose it only would have said Esrim V'Arba. So it would have said, okay, so maybe he's got five in one hand and seven on the other. Same thing on his feet. Therefore, it says Shesh V'Shesh. And what's the word b'mispar? Mispar means b'nisper tagabeyad. We've been saying all along, has been the same row of digits. When you count his fingers and his toes, you come up with 24. Omer Reb Yehuda, there was actually a maisa of a guy who came to Rabbi Tarfon who had six digits in every extremity. And he had sheish, sheish, esrim, arba. So Rabbi Tarfon says to him, wonderful, kamotra yerbubi yisro, should have more people like you. This is great. So unique. So it's apparently Rabbi Tarfon held it was a good thing. Said Rabbi Yossi, come on, man. Misham Raya, you know what Rabbi Tarfon's talking about? This guy was a mamzer. So Rabbi Tarfon said to him, if every mamzer was so easy to spot like you, then there should be more mamzerim like you, because then we'd have fewer mamzerim in Yisrael, because then everybody would always know. So kambotchai yitmatu mamzeri v'nitinei Yisrael. The next place in the Mishnah is Asholeit Bishtei Yadav. Tan Rabbanan Iter. If he's a lefty, whether he's a lefty in his hand or he's a lefty in his foot, either of them are possible. Because you need to have the etzba and kuna is always b'yamin, and he's not shailing b'yamin. And you have to have the lamod b'sharet, and the way you do normal amida is with the right. If somebody is a lefty, he will support his weight on his left foot. And therefore, he's not included in the dinim of Aveda. Hasholeit b'shtei yadav, and if he's ambidextrous, so Rebbe says, possible chachomim say is kosher. What's the machloket? Mar Savar, the Rebbe holds, is possible because what we are seeing here is kichishutat chalav b'yamin. That basically there's the beginnings of a limited usage of the right hand, which allows it to be more similar to the left. So you don't actually shaylik b'shtei yadav, you're just shaylik equally b'shtei yadav. But it comes at a price. the price is slightly less shmita on one hand. Whereas Marsava, on the contrary, Briyut Atchala Bismo, what we see over here is the developing greater shlita of the left hand.
Dr. Helika Mishnah.
Hakushi Vahagichor Vihalafkan. These are differences in skin color, as we're going to see. So either he's a black man, or he's a red man, or he's a white man, meaning that he's actually albino, or he is a kapach, which we'll see, he's overly tall, or he's a nanas, he's a dwarf, he's a cheresh, he's a sheite, or he is shikor. Now this is a problem, because a shikor should not be listed with these mumin, since all of these are in a shava bizarro shel aron, which means that they're not mechala le'aveda. The shikor is literally mechala aveda. That's a shli yayin. Forget about the mums. Why is it listed here? Everyone's going to ask that. Ubalei nigaim tahorim, and people who have various skin diseases, which are not matame them, obviously, otherwise they wouldn't be able to be doing the aveda. So, nonetheless, they're psulim, but they're only psulim ba'adam, but they're ksherim b'veima. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, an animal that is insane is also not brought on the Mizbeach. It's ina min ha-mufchar. It's not, this is not correct. a drunk elephant cannot be brought on the Mizbeach either. So what? So a lot of these things might be only temporary. No, so all of these things are not, a lot of things were temporary. We talked about warts and things like that. But the other things in the previous Mishnayos are also temporary. Guy's got a bunion on his toe. But nonetheless, as long as, yeah, but the guy, as I said, the Gemara's going to ask what Shikor is doing here. It's the wrong list. Should be in the list of Pasli Mahaveda. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Av Baalei Adildulin, also people that have skin tags, too many skin tags, are possible Adam, but the ksherim bivema. Okay, let's go through the terms. Kushi is dark, uchma. Gichor, now this we're going to say is not true. Gichor is chivra, so that the gichor we thought meant someone who's very white, an albino, and a lavkan is sumka. What? How can that be? If a guy is running around in a good humor truck selling lukiani, okay, And everybody comes running. It should say Lufkiani because it's the Lavkan. And they find out that he's selling vanilla ice cream. So actually, it was talking about that he was selling Behemoth, and it was talking about a tallit that was all white. So, but it's clear that a Lavkani is a white. And you said a Lavkani is a red. That would have meant it would have been a strawberry good humor. And he was selling vanilla good humor. And who knows better, the good humor man or the Mishnah? Come on, man. So therefore, it must be that the Kushi is Uchma, the Gichor is the Sumka, that's the red man. Kiriamri, Inchi, people always say, Sumka Gichaya. That's like a way to call somebody who's very red. And a Lafkan is the albino. And like we find, Kaudi Omer, Man Boy Lafkiani, Vishtake Chivri. And what is it, Kapach? Tani Reb Zvi, somebody's very tall. Govoa. Very tall is a problem. I thought the Torah likes very tall people. But Tani Reb Avo, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mishtabeach Bebaalei Koma. Where do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually takes pride in these tall basketball players? Shenem Ava Nochi Yishmarati Et Emorim Bipneihem Asher Kegova Arazim Govo. Here we see the, look at this. They were so chosh of the Emori that they were as tall as cedars. I mean, can you imagine what the pasuk would have said about some of these black basketball players? My God. Omer of Papa. Now, it doesn't mean a normal tall person. Normal tall person, Adarabba, that's a maila. It means an aricha shemita sanya. It means that he's tall, but does not have the bone structure to support his height. So his spine is misshapen. He's always bent over a little bit to his side. You find tall people like that. That is not a mila. That's a concern. Omer Ish Lakish. You know, it's a good idea to take genetics into consideration. If you're very tall, do not marry a very tall woman. You're likely. Richie, it was a bird. you're likely to end. You're likely to end up with a mast for your sailing boat. Shema Yetzei Me'em Toran. You don't want to have a kid that's tall and skinny like that. And if you're very short, don't marry a shorty woman, because next thing you know, you'll have a Tom Thumb. Shema Yetzei Me'em Etzba'i. What was the... in English, what was that? Thumbelina. Thumbelina. Etzba'i. Oh, Thumbelina, Thumbelina. Oh, you're very small. When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall. If you're very white, you're very pale, don't marry someone who's very pale, because you may end up having a boy coming out of you. Maybe you get an albino. If you're very dark, don't marry someone else who's very dark. Next thing you know, you'll be coming out black as a pot. Shikor. How did Shikor get into this list? A Shikor is much worse than any of the above Mumin, because a Shikor is actually Mechalal Avodah. If you want to list Shikor as a Mum in the broadest sense, it should have been listed in the first list of Mumin, which affect the Aveda. They're Mechalal Avodah. These are just things that are either the Marita Ayin or the Eino Shava Bezara Shel Aaron. So, Bahari Mumin de Machli Avodah Boy Lemirshav. You should have wrote the Shikor with the earlier ones. And says the Gemara, we're talking about Shikor, not on wine, Shikor on love, obviously, or on milk, on honey, but not on wine, because a shituye yayin or pasli aveda. But if somebody's on a sugar high, so he's had, or zochot velak ilit, shatach halav, or dvash, v'nichnas l'migdash, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that would also be included in Kol Davar Mishacher, but this Mishnah is Dulok Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Ochal Dveilaki Elit, which is an extremely rich date, or he drinks milk with honey, and he goes into Beis HaMikdash, so he's also on a high. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he'd be chayev. Our Mishnah is saying he's not kosher for Aveda, but it doesn't mean that he would be chayev, and he certainly would not be mechalal his Aveda. Elu kisherin be'adam. The following cases would be kosher for the Adam, but pasul for the behema. We've been talking about the opposite. Cases that are possible to mekasher bebeima. Well, oto ve'et bino. So if you brought an animal, then you cannot bring its child on the same day because it would be mechuser's man. But let's say Reb Barnea did the aveda today, his son Nachliel Yosef could do the aveda on the same day. So oto ve'et bino would be kosher. And a treifa, since a treifa is not a mum, he would not be called a mum for an adam. But for a behema, he's obviously pasul for a korban. Yotze dofen, a kohen who was born through Caesarean, is completely kosher. But when it comes to a behema, it's not shivat yamim tiyatachat imo. Now some take this out, because it has a kohen, shenevda ben avera v'sheinitet adam. So now if an animal was used for sexual immorality, or was murdered somebody, it's possible, but a kohen would be kosher. Now that's not so kosher, because a kohen who's a murderer, or a balavera, according to many, is possible. But there's some shittas that hold he's only possible for nesiat kohen, and would not be possible for that. So that's the question, whether to be gerus that piece or not. The din is that a nosei nashim ba'avera, a kohen who is married to a grusha or a chalutza, is not allowed to do the aveda until he takes a neder that he's going to aser her ba'anon, in which case he has to ultimately divorce. Hadarat nashim, I believe, has to come from here. Where else did they get that word from? I don't know. It's a very strange word. Very strange. Strange. What in the world? It's like when you're mad at someone, you're not affecting them, affecting you. I mean, it's very weird. And mitame lemeitim, somebody who goes around is not makbid on the dinim of kuna lutumas meis is pasul. Achi kabel alav shloye mitame lemeitim. The Gemara is going to ask, how come over here it's enough just in kabbalah on his own? When it comes to the marriage, he has to take a netter. Ve'elu kisherim ba'adam. What is otovet b'dam supposed to mean? Barnea and Nachi? Aaron uvanav. So what would be the equivalent case of an animal where the goat and the son of the goat? I thought there's no din of otovet b'no on males and the sons of males. It's only on a female, we said. So otovet b'no mina hige? V'atanya otovet b'no is only noeg in mothers. It's not noeg b'zacharim. Ella, what's the case? The case is, okay, the mother, the tayasha, and her son. No, so what would be the case? That Shoshi would do the Aveda, and Nachi would do the Aveda. And whoever heard of a Kohenet? Bata Vodai? Something's wrong with the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, the Mishnah, Enoch Inami, is referring to Barnea Nachi. And it's Aaron of Anab. And what would be the case of the animal? A goat, male goat, a tayashubna. And this Amri Bar Marava, they said in Eretz Yisroel, Mishpeta of Yosef Aravin, Ada Amra, that part of the Mishnah proves that we're going Aliba de Chananya. Chananya holds Otovet Beno, Noeg, also Bezachor Medekevot, because it says in the Bright Otovet Beno, Noeg Medekevot, Ve'eno Noeg Bezacharim, and Chananya Omer, Noeg Bezacharim, and Medekevot as well. Our Mishnah must hold of that. V'hanosei nashim ba'aveira. So, what do you do? The coin has to take a netter. That is, she's also bound now. A netter? I mean, so what do? You take the netter, you go do the Aveda, and then you finish the Aveda, you go home, and you start the divorce proceedings, huh? So, why aren't we chayish? Then he'll walk into a Talmud Chacham factory, and they'll say, I have a netter, I need you to be matter a netter. And they'll be matter a netter, v'sharimai. Because he holds you have to tell the Chacham exactly the netter. Said the Chacham's going to hear the netter is that I'm matter hano. Why are we matter hano? Oh, I'm not going to be matter that. Yeah, but not everybody agrees with that. What if you hold it, you can go to a Chacham and say, I have a netter, I need to be matter. If you hold ain't circle fire to the netter, the Michael Amema. No, because what we do is we make him take the netter barabim. If he takes the netter barabim, then you can't be made for it. Wait a minute, now everybody holds that. Any Chalaman Yomer, Neder Shunna Barabim, Hinla Farah. How about if you hold the Queen Chalaman Yomer, Yeshla Farah? So then, how can we allow the guy to do Aveda when all that he's going to do is he'll be martyred? Mayi Chalamima? According to him, we'll be martyring him al dat, Rabbi. Because Domra Meimra, the Allah is even the Man Yomer holds. The fact that you made a Neder Birabim doesn't impact the definition of the Neder. And you could still go to a Chacham and say, well, if I would have known, and Yeshla Afara. But if it's Al-Da'at Rabim, so then when you are said, you're told by the Chacham to say, okay, that I am accepting an Isra Ano as understood by this court, my Das's, and not my own Das. So how can you go in and tell a Chacham, well, if I, what does that have to do with you? It has to do with the court. It has to do with the Rabbin that you were neder of that. So even the Man Yomerolds would have a Rabbin, could have a Farah. But if you include in the neder that it's defined by the Das of the Rabbin, so then of course, Eino HaFarah. However, even that is only for a Dvar Rishus. But for a Dvar Mitzvah, then we assume that the Rabbin's Das is always to allow the Mitzvah to be performed. So there, even there would be Yeshua HaFarah. Like there was a case, Ahud Demakridar, there was a case of the teacher in the Cheder, where Rav Acha asered him and made him take a netter, and that was Aldas Rabbi, that he was not allowed to teach anymore. Because, you know, every once in a while would beat up a kid and they'd take him away to a funeral. So he was very violent. And he was Kopasha Binuke. Ravina rehired him. Why? Listen, we never found a teacher that was that good. So you lose one here and there, but basically you end up with a good education. So really, this is like the real modern protection of kids. So Ravina brought him back, even though it was a neder al das rabbi, because it was a mitzvah. And lo hashkech rabbi dayek kavat v'hametameh lemetim. So he has to be mekabel that he's not going to do it, but he doesn't have to make a neder. Why is that? Why for tumat meitim it's enough to just say without a neder? And when it comes to the gerushin, he's going to get rid of his wife, but he's not going to take a grush of a chalutza, he has to make a neder. And the answer is pretty obvious. Hatam yitzro tokpo. Big betabel meitim is not really very hot stuff. So mamela, guys, makabal himself. But on the other hand, women, they could get you into trouble. And unless there's this clear-cut neder, you never know what he's going to do. Hadron alach mumin elu.
The neder fangton the keperek.
Yish bechor lanachalav eino bechor lakein. Look, there's different meanings to the word bechor. You have a bechor for inheritance. You have a bechor that needs pidyon. They're defined entirely different ways. And we'll get into that tomorrow. My kish bekarsu lavu bar kuvotavu balapika ha'ikal. What is that? Is it ha'ikal? Koshu makif parsotav ve'in arkevotav nokshot zolazot. A pika yotze begodlo, a keva yotze li achorav, parsotav rechavot kishel avaz, etzbotav murkavot zazo, oklutot lemala, ataperek kosher, lematem in aperek, even if it was chotcha, would be kosher. Haitaba yeteret vechatcha, im yesh ba etzem pasuk, v'imav kosher, yeter biyadav uberaglav, meaning he's got Shesh Esrim V'Araba, according to the Rambam, even, according to others, only, Rebbe Yehuda Machshir, V'Chachamim Poslim, HaSholek B'Shtei Yadav, Rebbe Posel, V'Chachamim Machshir. Tana Rabbanan Shever Regal, Einli Ela Shever, literally Regal, Minayin L'Rabot HaKishan HaIkal HaKilban, Talmud Lomar, O Shever Regal, Tana, Ba'al HaKipav HaShufner, Omer Evchia Barav, Omer Rebbe Yochanan, the Ba'a Pitin means Yeshok Satot Arbe. And a Shufner, Yesh Elo Kesatot Kolika. Pika, that would be like a shuffler. Pika Yotze Migodlo, Akevo, Yotze Leachorav. On Rebbe Lazar, Shoko, it looks like Shoko is Yotze, the Emsa Raglo. Parzotav Rechavot Kishalavaz, Omer of Papalotema, the Trifa, and not even Sadiqa, because he's webbed. Given a tree for even in, if he would be normal toes, and Sadiqa. It's botav murkavot zogabizo klutot rabbonim. We also had Oshever Yad. So Shever Yad should mean Davke Shever literally. How do we know it's botav murkavot o klutot lamalam min aperek v'chatchan? What? You said that's kosher. Sorry. V'lo chatchan minayin. Talmud Omar o Shever Yad. I tabo yeteret v'chatcham yesh be'etze posel l'naf kasher. Omer Rabbah b'chan Rabbah Yochan. That's only if it's disparate agabe hayad. Tana Rabbanu yetera sheyesh be'etze. Ve'im batziporin. Metami b'magu masa. Metami b'oil. And it's even oil l'minyan mea esrim b'chamech. Omer Rabbah b'chan Rabbah Yochan. It's only been disparate agabe hayad. Omer Chista, the following thing, Rabbeinu Agadol Amro, which is Rav, Amakom yeh be'ezro. A yetera she yesh ba etzem vein ba tziporen is b'time of a magu mas, but it's not b'time of bill. Rabbi Bar Bachan, Amr Biyachin explained that's where it's in a disparate agave. Yeah, that's how it differs from the previous case. Amr Biyachin, I don't know. This doesn't make any sense. A suti vrei kiti vrei neviyot a manavshav. If it's an aver, it's b'time of. If it's not an aver, it should be b'time of magu mas and amilo. Why is it that? Why does that follow? Why is it not? But time is an etzem kisaora without being an aver. No, Rav Papa said not. The whole thing, in truth, is not part of the skeleton. It's a gzera because people will confuse it. Ain't an isperet out an isperet. Why don't we make them the same? The ain't an isperet should be matam also boil because of the rabban and hakera kechol israel from her kadoshim. Sinanatam in all out, Rov bin Yano shall mate. even without a rov akava vatsomot or metame be'oral. Turn around. Ezel rov binyano shnei shokayim v'yerech echad. Why? Because normally rov govo begadol is dependent on those bones. Ezel rov binyano me'asim v'chamesh. I'm going to read on the rova. What is that supposed to mean? Tana minyana telashmina. I know how to divide myself. Now, kamashma getanya. That if a person was choser, and he only has 200, or is a yeter, he has 280, that's it, 281. It doesn't matter, you go according to norm. Kulam ala laminyan, me'asim v'chamesh. Why? Bezil basa ruba de inche, always look at the norm. Om Rebbe Yerom Rishmo, ma'asebet amidav shor bishmo, she'shoku zona achat shenit chayvat sreifa lamele, botku batzu ba'matayim v'chamishim v'shnai. Omar lahem, they came and said to him, what's going on? He said, maybe it was a woman. Shabbat b'yishah badaktem. We're over there, osif la'katuv shnei tzirim v'shnei dlatot. And indeed, Tani, Rabbi Elazar, omer, kishem shetzirim la'bayit kach tzirim l'yishah. Shenem ravatich ravatilet ki nefchu alea tzireha. Rabbi Yeshua omer, kishem shedaltot la'bayit, kach daltot l'yishah. Shem gelot sagar daltei bitini. Rabbi Akiva omer, kishem shemavteach la'bayit. So according to Rabbi Akiva, how come the Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel never found that extra bone? When they boiled her up, yeah, that's tzirei basar. And it says, Adoni, b'mar anef chut tzirei. That's also talking about tzirei basar. By the way, it's not a dochek, it's mistavra. Because the lo temochi, you'll never find 248. Echem shtakach lo b'ish v'lo b'isha. Yeter b'yadav abrahav, omre b'yad k'shnei mikrech adoshu. It says, v'teyi od milchama begat v'yish v'adones botav yadav. It's bot yadav, it's bot raglav, sheish v'sheish, esrim v'arba, mispar. So mar sarva b'shvache, b'gnusei b'shtoi. So this guy's a monster. So adarabas, it's not part of the body. Umar sarva, on the contrary, b'shvache, it's dafka better. Omar rabba, why does the Torah have to write sheish, sheish, esrim v'arba, and mispar? Terikla. Ikat rachmanet sheish v'sheish. Habamina, sheish in a hand and sheish in a leg, but not in every hand and every leg. Therefore, that's the esrim v'arba. On the other hand, the katav esrim v'arba, I might have thought that means chomesh mihai gisa v'sheva mihai gisa. Therefore, katav sheish sheish. And why does it say b'mispar? Mispar means to teach me nisperat agabei ayad. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh b'adam echad, sheba lefnei Rabbi Tarfon, yeter b'yad v'ragav sheish v'sheish esrim v'arba. Omala, wow, kamotcha yirbo Yisrael. We need more digits. Omala, Rabbi Yos, pa, bishabraya kachamala. If only all mamzerim looked as weird as you. Kamotcha yidmatu mamzerim netinim Yisrael. Hasholeit b'shteyadav, turabon. Iter, ben biyad ben berego pasul. Hasholeit b'shteyadav, Rabbi posevach hakoim makshirim. Mar sover kechishuta atchalab yamin. Umarsover briyuta atchalabismola. Hakushi vagichor valafkan veakapach vaananas vacheresh vashet vashikor ubali negoim tohirin. Psulim b'adam v'kshem b'beimah. Pshem gamliel omer, shote is also bin abeimah inam in amufcha. Rabbi Elezer omer, av b'alei adildulin, psulim b'adam uchsherin b'beimah. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov is the bach. Kushi is uchma, gichor is chivra, lafka is sumka. Is that true? And what about the good humor man? Ve'aludi amalei, ma'am boy levukani. And they found out it was vanilla. Ela kushi is uchma, gichor is sumke, kiravrin is sumke gichaya. And a lafka is chivra. Ke'udi amalei, ma'am boy levukani vishtaka chivri. A kapachtan is vid, that is someone who's very tall. Any, that's a problem. But Tani Rabbi Avom and Ancha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mishtabeach Bebalei Koma. Shem Bava Nochi Shmati Yete Morib Mipneihem. Asher Ki Gova Arazim Gavo. Omer of Papa, Mishis talking about Aricha Shemita Sanya. Omer Reish Lokish. Gavoa should be careful not to marry Gavoit. Because together they can end up with a Toran. an anas lo yisad anase, because shem yitzeh mehem etzba'i. Lavan lo yisad lavana, shem yitzeh mehem bo'a. Shachor lo yisad shachora, shem yitzeh mehem tafiyach. Acheres shashot va shikor, shikor? That doesn't belong here. Shikor is b'chal lo yavayda. He ought to be listed if you insist on mumin. Put him together with mumin that are machle avoda by the mikshah. No, it's talking over here, b'shar dvorim ha-mishachrim, not with yayin. And it's going to look, Rabbi Yehuda. Netanya, achal devela ki ilit, or shatach halav, or dvash, v'nichlas ha-migdash, chayav according to Rabbi Yehuda. But here the Tana is obviously saying, it's not correct to do, but it won't possibly have peida. Eilu kisharim ba'adam u'psilim ba'vema. Otovet b'no, treifa v'yotzidofet. Some have also shnevda ben avera v'shemitat adam. Hanosei nashim ba'avera pasul ad shidirena hana'a. Had mitameh lemeitim pasul ad shikabel alav, and he won't do it anymore. Shloi mitameh lemeitim. Ve'eluk sherim ba'adam otovet b'no means what? I mean, Aaron uvana, zedekavote tayish u'bno. I thought there's no otovano. Me noig, atanya, otovet b'no noig b'ne kevot, ve'no noig b'zecharim. Ella, what is this? Talk about Tayashov now. The Kavata Hachavot, the Kohenet and her son, the Kohenet can do Aveid all of a sudden. L'yelam Aaron Uvana, the Kavate Hacha, Tayish Uvno. And Amri B'maharovim, Shver B'yosef B'harovim, from here you see, the Mishnah is going on Libidachan, Nanya. The Tanya, Otovet, B'no Noeg, B'ne Kevod, V'ne Noeg B'zachorim, Hananya Omer Noeg B'zachorim, U'v'ne Kevod. Hanosei Nashim has to take a neder b'ana'a. Tana. Noder v'oveid. And then he goes and he starts the divorce. Yerdu b'gar. Leichesh dim ozav gabi chacham. And he'll never get divorced. Meanwhile, he took advantage of us to do the avaida. V'shorile. Because of a tzarek l'fayat at that neder. Well, I mean, and what about according to the Mandi Omar? That ain't a tzarek l'fayat at that neder, Michael Mema? The Madrina liberabim. Well, ain't the Mandi Omar. Neder shudar b'rabim ain't lo alafara. But how about the man Yamar Yeshua Afara? Michael Amema. The Madrinli Adai to the Rabbi Yorma Amema Yilchata. A feel of the man Yamar Yeshua Afara. Who the Rabbi Yeshua Afara? Al Dat Rabbi in Lo Afara. Vani Mili Lidvar Harashut. Ava Lidvar Mitzvah. Yeshua Afara. Ki Yehuda Matri Darni. Ki Adi Ravacha. The Koposha Biyanuke. The Ahadi Rabina. The Lord Shtakra. David Dayakavate. The Ametamil Metim. Maishna haka de sagle be Kabbalah, u maishna hatam de madrinale, hatam yitzro takpom. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
This is not a bomb.
All right, we're ready for our $6 million man right over here. We're holding on Daf Mem. Hey, the Mishnah begins on Daf Mem Dalal on the base. Makish because Salavu Barakul Vutav. We're talking furthermore about things now that are not Shalabazar Shalaran, so that if he walks in such a way that as he walks, either his legs or his thighs bang against each other, which of course would mean a deformity in opposite direction, or if he is a Baal Hapikin, Vayitel, which we're about to explain, Itel, when we say Itel, Izel Itel, Koshuhu Makifa Sultat, and this would be that he is, when he sits down, he puts his feet together. The Chazon Ish goes through this specifically, that in order to be machalik between the mumin, so in the cases over here, that makish b'kar sulav bar kuvutav is dafke b'shas halicha, whereas the case of Itel is where he sits, brings his feet together, and he can't in ar kuvutav nokshot sulav, so he can't bring his knees together. So in other words, he's deformed in that he's like buckled outwards.
Bow-legged,
yeah, but severely bow-legged, and he can't even force them together. Pika, somewhere this is the explanation of a pika.
The Rambam doesn't. But Pika is Pika Yotze Migodlo. He has what appears to be a growth that's an extra digit. It's coming out of his large toe or thumb. Or Akevo Yotze Le'achorav, which is clearly the Balafikin. That's where the Rambam learns it. That's the Balafikin. Is that the back of his foot, so that he has his heel extending backwards too far, so that his leg seems to come out more towards the middle of his leg instead of the end of his foot, instead of the end of his foot. Parsotav v'chavot k'shel avaz, he has like a bird foot, a goose foot, meaning that he has is spread out so that it's as wide as it's long, essentially. It's bo'otav murkavot zo asu. The digits of his hand or his feet are made in such a way that they go on top of each other. So in other words, they're not properly spread. You find this often in feet, right? You see it. O chlutot, or they have a web that connects them. Lamala ad haperet, crusher. So if lamala over here means not the way we generally refer to in English, remember that in Hebrew, lamala almost always means the going away from the end of the extension. So in other words, it would be coming upwards towards the body is lamala, not lamala going upwards on the fingers. This is true of all organs. We've had it many times. So lamala ada perakasha, lamata min aperak. If the webbing extends past the second joint, then if he was chatchat, he cuts through the webbing so that now the fingers are free to move, then it's kasha. Aitaba yeteret, he has an extra digit. The chatchan, he cuts off the extra digit. In Yesh, by the way, Reb Meisha brought a raya from this Mishnah, that since it doesn't say v'chatcha af al pi she'eino rishai, that apparently there's mutter to do aesthetic work. Because, in other words, he doesn't like the fact that he has an extra digit, so he had an operation. I see he's not allowed to be shleivo ba'asman. But it's not pretty, so he has a right to be. It's not called chavola. It's a question: are you allowed to do aesthetic surgery? The major shaylas, nose jobs, and so on. And your mommy's being mechabel in the goof, breaking bones, crushing face, then you're putting it back together again. That's the secret. That's the chavola.
The case over here, the person has abnormality, an extra digit, not the same thing. The person just doesn't think they're pretty enough, they want to have a nose job, and that's a very different step.
He says it's not such a big value, but he brings it as one of his own. That's another question. Why is there, if Levites, it's not saying to remove the moon, that's the real reason why.
Yeah,
so then it should be for sure. Okay. But he's got many points out for that. Obviously, it's not much of a riot. But it's cute.
It's that Anne Boleyn had 12 fingers.
Well, we're going to talk about it. Who?
Anne Boleyn, one of King Henry's wives.
On one hand?
No.
All together. Yeah. The Marsh is about to talk about that. So, the imlav kosher. So if it had a bone in the digit, it would be possible.
But it
won't help. In other words, that's already considered to be a chaser in the group because the bone made it part of it, made it an actual digit. And if not, so then it's just like skin and it's kosher. Yet to be a dub uberaglav. Now suppose the guy has six digits on every limb. So he has shesh, asurim ve'arba'ah. He simply has an extra digit, but he's all perfectly balanced. His toes also. So 24 total, instead of the good old fashioned 20, he's got 24 digits. That's right. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, it's Rabbi Yehuda says that. So okay, so that's fine. So he's just, you know,
so
better than that.
You can't go in the lottery, right?
He's worse than other people. Hasholeit b'shtei yadav, if he's ambidextrous. Rebbe posel, the Chachamim machshirim. So Rebbe holds that an ambidextrous individual lacks a certain amount of cunning, so to speak, in his right hand, and therefore he sholeik b'shtei yadav. But if the brain doesn't concentrate on one side, then he's not going to be as skilled in both sides as he would have been in one side. Whereas the Chachamim, it's not nogea, and both sides now might be just a state. Tan Rabban. The only words that we have in the Pesuk about the Tzilim of the Kohanim is Sheva Regel. So, I mean, that's Mamish Sheva, any other Sheva Regel, Binayim L'Rabot. How do we know that even things that are misengineered, like the Kishan, the Ikal, the Kilban, how do we know that those cases that we talked about in the Mishnah and that's the Kishan, is the Karsulayim that hit each other, and we have the Pikel, the Ikal with the extension in back of his heel and back of his foot. How do we know that those things, even though they affect the regular, that they should be included? Mamish in the Mumin. So the O is marba, all types of pegamim in the construction of his foot. Tana. Baal hapitim vashufna. Om b'chir baram armad yochanan. What does this mean? Baal hapitim yesho kisatot harbei. The shufna she'eno kisatot kol kiter. Now this seems to be referring to the arch. So machlokes Rashi and Tosis, whether the baal hapitim should apparently be related to the word kita instead of kitin. So that the arch is, Tosis suggests that the ear is referring to the bone structure of the arch. It's simply too high. So his, you know, he looks like Cinderella's sister when they try to get their feet into the shoe. You know, so the foot goes out and up instead of extending straight outwards. But Rashi says that it's a reference to extra flesh.
So flat-footed.
So it's, well, the other cases, the shufna is flat, but the other cases where he has too much muscle or meat above the bone structure, so that it looks that way, but it's not really that his arch is that high. His arch could be low. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, there's a lot of extra foot on top of the arch. That tells us, so this brings a raya that it's mashma a little bit that Rashi is right, because the word that's used to define this in the Brachos of Kisatot, in Kisatot we find somebody who has a large behind, it's called a Baal Kisatot. Now obviously he doesn't have extra bones, so therefore time is Rashi, and that's the Chlal, the Mila of Adam, that the Medrash talks about the Mila of Adam over the Hema, is that he has buttocks that cover over his anus, so that he's not mebuzah, he's not exposed. So even if he's mooning somebody, he's not exposed. So in his natural formation, it calls it ksatot. So ksatotis, as you see, means skin. And so here also, if we're talking about somebody who has ksatot, then apparently it's ksatot arbe, the pshat, it seems to be like Rashi's saying, but it doesn't mean he has mamish, a high arch in the bone, but that it looks like a high arch. And a shufna, she'en of satot kolika. See, that would be l'chor a flat foot. I mean, it's a combination of the peshet in the foot and the flesh of it. Pika yotzim the gozbo, or akeva yotzim the achora. Says Rabbi Lozor, akeva yotzim the achora means that the shok is yotzi the emsar regal. So it looks like his foot is extends in both directions from his leg. That's how far out the sole of his foot extends. Per sotav rechavot kishalavaz, omer papa lotem de tripa velo sedika. When we say kigona vaz, it doesn't mean that it has to be thin spread out and also not have a cut through the digits, which would be mamish, like a goose. No, it's a trifa, I forgot the sadika. If it's trifa, meaning that crush spread out, then even though he has digits, that isn't a point. I mean, it's the formation of the foot, beside the leg, besides the digits. The foot, I mean, besides the digits, that's important over here. Archivot, etzvotad murkavotzu agavitzu. If his digits lie one on top of the other, oklutot, or their web, turn around on it. Now, the same thing here in the hand as we had by the regal. Shever yad, emi ala shever yad, literally. How about it's botav murkavot, or the plutot lamala min aperek zichas chan. What are you talking about? By the way, lamala here indeed is the opposite of lamala in the Mishnah. Very confusing. So let's just stop. We're going to stop it right here. What do you mean the chaschan? I know where you're heading. You're heading towards an answer. You're saying, how do I know that it's answer? But I thought you said it's okay in the Mishnah if it's cut. So how come now you're going to not cut? Sorry. I mean below chaschan. If he didn't cut it, how do I know that a webbed hand is possible? Some of them are. Oh, shever yasef. The oh, that's mosif. We're mosif even malformations in the digits. Haytabo yiteret v'chatcha im yesh v'etzel v'asulim lav kasher. Omer Rabba Bar Bachanan, Rabbi Yochanan. This whole business that we're treating this extra digit as if it's something that is important is only b'nisperet agav hayad. When you have a digit that is in the same row as the other digits, then we have an extra aver. Otherwise, none of this whole discussion is not negated. Start the person has a finger coming out of his head, that's not considered to be an extra digit.
Or somewhere else on the hand.
Or even somewhere else on the hand, sure. Tanur Abonu, Yitzera, Shigesh Ba'etzem, Ve'im Batzipar. Suppose you have an extra digit, and it doesn't have a fingernail. It's not really a formed, properly formed finger. But it does have an etzem in it. It would be metame b'magma masa, and it's metame b'oil. Obviously, it's only metame b'oil as an digit with basar on it. So it's metame b'oil, one bone is not metame b'oil. An aver is metame b'oil. So an aver, aver menachai, would be metame as an aver menachai, and a mace is metame b'oil. So the digit here, even though it's a little bit malformed, it's still a kosher digit. It would be the time of the manga b'matza. It would be eila l'minin kuf chaf hei, which is amazing. As you know, we have 248 avarim in a person. And those 248, if you have rov minyan, are matame b'ayel, even though you don't have a whole avar. Avar
minyan
kuf chaf hei. L'minin kuf chaf hei, 125. So that means you would have. Over here, this person, though, didn't have 248 of one, he had 249 of one. That's the Chiddush. That Apop came. 125 is rove of 248. Right? And this extra digit would be part of that. This discussion, that it has a din of an Aver, is only if it's the spirit of Agavayat. Otherwise, forget it. Omro, Chista Dover Zer Rabbeinu HaGadol Omro, Amakom Yeh Be'ezro, Yeterat Sheyesh Ba'etzem Ve'im Ba'Besiporem, Metama B'mar B'mazer, Ve'im Metama Be'el. That's what that means. Omro Abba B'Avon Omer Yosem. That's talking about the exact same case, but Be'im Nisperet HaGadayat. So in other words, in a case where there's an extra digit that is not along the row of digits, it will not be Metama Be'el because it's not considered to be an actual aver. That's a good point. Or it wouldn't matter either. But we'll see later. We'll see. We're going to get to that later on. We'll talk about it in a minute. We're going to ask this. Omer Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina Tainad. This makes no sense. So they bring to give the vias. I mean, what is it? Who do they think they are? Sometimes it doesn't make any sense. We're not explaining it. Like it's a Navi coming in a Shemayim, telling us something. He doesn't have to explain why it makes sense. He just says, God said so. Well, what kind of craziness is this? Monoshah. E Averhu. You hold it's an Aver, then it's a Matan Abaya. If it's not an Aver, why the heck is it being Matan Abaya? What kind of tune is this, Bechlau?
We didn't need to know this.
What?
What you said?
No, when you say something that is illogical and you don't give any basis for it, it's like you think you're a novi of some kind. Well, why should we listen to it? It doesn't make any sense what you're saying. So either it is an aver or it's not an aver. I don't understand what the meaning is. So Rav Huna bar Manoach said, "Mishmei Ravach bar Ravika." The point over here is Mishum Etzem Kisa'ira Nagubah. It's not because of the din of Eber. The Tzulo, the reason that it's Vatami, the Magu, the Masa, is because of Etzem Kisa'ira.
Disagreeing with the issue we said before we said that they would have to have some
Basar on,
because
it
would
be
just
an
Etzem
of
disagreeing with them.
Huh?
To be Matamah Ba'olam.
It's not
Matamah
Ba'olam. No. I'm trying to explain why, even though it's not Matame Ba'olam, why is it Matame the Marga Ba'maz? So he's saying because of Etzem Kisa'ira. Now the question is, I mean, what was the happen? I mean, obviously it's Matame of Etzem Kisa'ira. A lot of discussion over here as to what the issue is. Sometimes it's the case over here is that nobody said there's an Etzem Kisa'ira. No, that's a little bit difficult. Others taina that since it's surrounded by Basa, maybe this Basa doesn't have a din of a yad to the Etzem. Also problematic. Why wouldn't it have a din of a yad to the Etzem? To say that it's not considered to be an Etzem bichlal, because it's not part of the Seder HaAtzamos, is problematic from the Gemara that we're about to have later, where people have extra HaAtzamos and so on. So let's assume for a moment that it's because nobody said it's an Etzem Kisa'ira, and Nogu Bas Gepshat, they gave it a din of Tumah, even though it's not clear that you necessarily touched an Etzem Kisa'ira. So it should be always Tumah B'mad Rumas. Rav Papa says a simple reason. Gzeira She'en in Hesperet, but in Hesperet. Since if it had been Nisperet, and in that case it's an Eber in Lashir, correct? Doesn't matter how tiny an Eber is. If it's Nisperet, means it's not counted along the same row as the other digit. That was what Rav Yochanan was saying all along. That's the difference. Since that is a distinction that is lost on many people, so Mamela, we answered, we metame all a extra digital Eborim, so that people wouldn't have to be lamdanim to know which ones are metame and which ones aren't metame. That's what the Gemara said. If that's the case, then you should have said it's tame even though you. How are you having it halfway? See, okay, she'en and esperes bo nami kitame. Of the rabbanon hakeira kiyachadu of Israel le'er tumah v'tash. In order that people shouldn't end up doing it isidir rice, they're going to burn tumah that's tahar. Because Lamaisa, this wasn't Matame, the Chlal. So they made the Takan in such a way that people could distinguish a Tumen Rabbon from a Tumen Zeras.
Because the transportation.
Correct. Yeah. It's Namhasa. So now the Mishnah always says like this. Rov Binyano, Rov Binyano, Shohanes, Afo Pishain, Rov Enbo Rova, Matame. The thing is that Rova Hakab of Atsomas is Matame the Ayah. But if you have a mace in which you have either the robe of the binyan, which we'll discuss in a moment what that is, or you have the robe of the binyan, which we discussed a moment ago, 125 different asomis, this would be metame. Tan Rabbanan Ezer, robe binyano. When we refer to robe of the binyan, you could have shnei shokayim v'yarek echad. If you have two legs and one thigh, then you already have a rove of the binyan. However, rove govho begadol, because you would have in a normal sized person, which there's a normal proportion of his evarim, you would have most of his height by having two shokayim and one yarek. That's considered to be rove govho. L'maisa Rashi brings that the girsa, the correct girsa, at least the way it appears in the Tosefta, is begodol, meaning the gova. So since it has most of the gova, so Manela is considered to be rove binyano, even though it may not have most of the functionality.
Binyano doesn't include the head.
No, the fairish, none of these are right. The doctor speaks out, Ezeru binyano shalmeis, and lists everything but the head. So the head is not included. Huh? That's a different issue. That's a separate tumor we had that earlier about the human Rosho and Shidro, two Golas and Shidro.
So what
is
the
Yisra Rashi? Just instead of the Godel, leaving out the Rosh Govos, since that is godol, the goba, in other words. Hezel rov binyano, meyah esim v'chamesh. Oh, my Lord, Rabino Rav, I understand, I need a Tana to teach me how to count. You said that it's rov binyano, I know how to count rov binyano. You said 248, I'm not that stupid. But I can't figure out that 124 is only half of 248. And that in order to get to rov, I have no choice but to go all the way up to 125. So I understand, what's the chiddush? No, my lay, no, it's big chiddush. I'm Ashwalan. Kiritanya. Chaser. Let's say you have an Adam who is lacking some bones. So let's say in Bo'el HaMatayim, he has only 200 atzomis. How's that possible? He's missing two digits on every limb. Since every digit contains six bones, so he's down by 48 bones. He only has 200 bones. Now, that person, and this is the way he's congenitally, this is the way he was formed. That person dies now, and we have Rov Minyanai in 101. Comes along the title to say 125 is a given. It's not, doesn't go by the individual. It's a sheer in the Etzem Tuna in terms of numbers of Atzomes, not in terms of the individual's Rov. Or vice versa. You can have a case in which you have the opposite. You have somebody who's yes. Shesh bo matayim v'shmonim. You could have matayim shmonim v'echad. Now the reason it says matayim shmonim v'echad is because there aren't just extra bones that pop up somewhere. In order to have additional bones, there needs to be extra digits that add up in a particular way. It's a set of bones that goes together. The only problem is that this set doesn't work, as Rashi points out. It's a big problem. Where exactly you would get a set like this that would bring you up to 281 specifically? Okay, but we're not learning all those right now. It's not our surgeon. In any event, so you might think in that case you need an awful lot of extra bones. No, come on, Shalom. But as long as you have, there's still any of those bones are olim l'minyan me'ach esrim v'chamesh. Even though you say, wait a second, normal people don't have that extra digit. It doesn't matter. Those bones are included, plus they're even included towards 125, not to the number of bones in this individual. So in other words, you have both the fact that you have this shiur is a given shiur, plus you have the tremendous chiddush that a bone that's not being included in the shiur, because you're looking at the norm and not at the individual, in this case, for this skeleton, would in fact be metamic, because it has the mayavis esrim v'chamesh. Zilbasa rubadinshi. We go according to the norm, we don't go according to this particular case.
For both
stuff. Omer Rav Yonah Mishmur, ma'aseh d'kam, midavshu Rav Yishmael. There was a ma'aseh in Rav Yishmael's Beis HaMedrash, where they boiled up a zena. So there was a Zayna Akash and Yitzchayv Esreifel of Melech. They took the body and they boiled it down until they got a completely fresh skeleton that they could examine exactly to see the number of Atzamites and so on.
I'm sure
it's
like that now. Mm-hmm. Exactly the same thing.
Well, this was probably a Nazi. But who much of a Nazi? No. But Masuba Matayim Vatamisha Vishnai, they found 252 Atzamis. So they went to ask Rabbi Yishmael, what's going on? Amar Lahem, was the victim of your experiment a woman? Shema Ba'isha Badatem. If it was a woman, then that's what you would expect to find. So Tzifla Katuf Shnei Tzirim Vishnei Delatot. As Tanya reveals, it's a shame to tzirim labai. The same way you have hinges on the door into a house, tak tzirim leisha, shema batichra, vatele, kinevku, alea tzireha. So obviously there are some construction in the body that is similar to a tzir. So there must be an additional bone that allows that movement. So the pelvis has to expand. Rav Yeshua Omer, the shame shit latot labai. You see the betin of an isha has a delet, in which case you have four additional, it's a dlatot, so you have four additional bones, the two dlatot and the two tzirim.
Is it true that there's more bones than one skeleton?
Well, yes, but
no,
that's not the point. The point is that There's nowhere near this number of bones. And the way that Chazal measured the bones is not through bones actually as they're finished, after they're fused, but it's Mamish Bashinizik. Somebody did them many years ago. It was in Boston. He had a friend that was Isaac at the Boston Hospital. Anyway, so they went through the ossification centers of the bone where it begins to ossify before it fuses, and they found indeed Matayim Mishmon. He had a whole paper on it that they were replacing. Ossification is where in the embryo the bone begins to form, and it starts calcification in various points. As the child grows, a lot of those points fuse into one large bone.
So before it is more.
Yeah. But the number of actual separate atzmos, even if you can't see the separate atzmos, let's actually cut them through. I don't know. Yeah, as long as amazing. They did this in Harvard. I don't know. That I don't know. So it's very difficult to say what the Matthias is. I don't know how they split things up that way. Rabbi Akiva.
We've lost track of how they
make it. Yeah, nothing else.
The one thing.
Rabbi Akiva, amen. Kishim shemavteach labayit, kach mavteach isha. There's also a key. In other words, there's something that keeps things in place. Shinemar vayitach es rachmah. So there's got to be a handle somewhere. I mean, so what happened to that? So the Akiva crushed something in the Yisrael. Why didn't they find the extra bone that's supposed to be the mavteach? Dilma'ad yidazif yetmuchim nitmak. Look, it's a small little key. I mean, it could have gotten boiled away, you know. Amar Rav, the kulan ein matamim ba'ayim. All of these additional evorim and anisha are not matamim ba'ayim. Shema zot ha-Torah adam ki amut ba'orah davar ha-shaveh l'chol adam. So those types of digits, even though they shouldn't be on this body, in other words, you have an extra digit, you've got six extra atzmos, that's shaveh l'chol adam, because this set, shaveh l'chol adam. But these additional bones that are only in one of the sexes and not the other is not shavla chalana. Only a bio be each letter, but there's no equivalent structure in a male. But see, tzirim machazuni kitzirei yoida. So it must be tzirim. No, that's tzirei basar. But see, adoni b'mar em echut tzirei.
Why
do
we
assume
that by the
woman is
also?
Because they found it. What's that? All of them are metaphorical. You see that they're metaphors that are expressed physically. Hachinani mistava, ilotei ma'achi. It's got to be the Sirei Basa, because if not, there's really no such thing as Matayim and Arbaim Vishvana. It's lo be'isha v'lo be'isha. That's great, you know. We know that's a given, that we have to Kabbalah, which is 248 days long. Yes, the other Baragav. Amr of Yitzchak, Shnei Mikra Kadoshim. Machlokes over here as to whether someone that has an extra digit on every limb, so he has 24 digits, whether that's considered to be kosher or not, is based on an analysis of Ishmadon, the son of Orba. Because it says, Vati od milchama bagat, Vayi Ishmadon, Ve'etzpot raglav, Shesh. He had six, like all of Orpah's weird children, he had six digits. No, I'm fine. Since the Gemara, I can't drink water, man. Otherwise they'll say I'm not a Thomas Orpah. No, really, that's fine. So, Mar Sava Bishvachim Mishtoi. One man, the Omar Hov, the Pesuk is putting him down. Look at this weirdo, another one of Orpah's mutants. That's six digits on every limb. The other Madiyama says, it's saying that the man is a terror, he's powerful, he seems to be saying good things about
him.
Oh my Rabbah, Mali Dixiv Sheish Sheish Esin V'Arba Mispar. I mean, You know, I also know how to count. What do we say? Sheish, sheish. Esimvarba mispa equals the number 24. Thank you very much. No, tzrich, I needed why. But the Torah would have just said sheish, sheish. I could have said, maybe he had six on one hand and six on a foot. That's why I say esimvarba. Now let's say it would have said esimvarba, it would have said sheish, sheish. So maybe it's not evenly distributed. Maybe he has chomesh mi'agisa v'sheva mi'agisa. But what it's trying to say is that he is balanced with an extra digit. So it's a sheish, sheish. And what's the mitzvah? Oh, the mitzvah is the remnant of Rabbi Yochanan. That b'nitzperet, al-gabayayah, that's when we use that dogma. So it's counted together with his other digits. Tanya Omer Yudam Ma'aseh, Adam Echad, Shabbat Lepnei Rabbi Tarfon. It was a guy who came to Rabbi Tarfon who had extra digits. Yes, Rabbi Yodav Raglav, sheish, sheish, yes, in Arba. He was b'diyuk, like Ishmadon. And Rabbi Tarfon said to him, ah, Kamotcha, you're baby Yisrael. We need more people with six digits than the Jewish people. They're stronger than most. Better than the average bit. Omar la Rabbi Yosef, Isham Raya. You weren't paying attention to what he said. Sure, he said, Kamotcha, yes, that Kamotcha Yirbu be Yisrael, that all the other Manzerim should also have six in each digit. That way, we would know who the Manzerim are. We wouldn't have problems. So it's wonderful, Kamocha among Manzerim, that you have extra digits. He knew he was a Manzerim. So that way, Yitzmatu, Manzerim, and it's seen in Yisrael. If we had some kind of physical marker on everyone who was a Manzerim, we wouldn't have much problem. Huh? Maybe that's the marker. Maybe it is, seriously. That would be amazing. I mean, you find so many incredible things like that in Yiddish that it's not surprising. You know, it took me, I think, 30 years to realize that Merkvedik meant Merkovedik.
What does it mean, Merkvedik?
Amazing. Ah,
from
Merkovedik.
From Merk to Mark.
No.
From American.
Is something else?
There's some information there in the last week that there's a Be'etzem problem. Maybe he already knew that he was a monster and therefore associated. Right?
You mean Be'etzem problem? No, he got it.
Right.
Because I should
send
you the current
terms
to keep
pursuing,
I believe,
if
you
could
hand it back.
If you think that there's a cause, that the Montero's cause is this.
Well, I don't know.
Why are you saying that?
There's
a pretty wild association just because one person has a disfigurement.
Yeah.
Right.
We understand that Mamzerus obviously involves incestuous relationships that are dangerous genetically. So it would be very nice if we had a genetic deformity every time somebody produced a Mamzer, then we would know who they are.
But the thing is, there's an basis for that.
Why not?
That was their genetic disposition. That's what he was saying. That it was with the ones who were in the guy at that time.
Crystal
lines, right? So that was their genetic disposition. You would say this is a genealogical thing.
No, this has nothing to do with the Crystal. No. Yeah, Munza. Hashalek Pishtayadav. Turn around and Iter Bim Biyad Bim Berega. When we say that he is ambidextrous, it's either an ambidextrous in the hand or ambidextrous in the foot. Because the feet also have to be right-footed because of Lamod L'Sharet. So in other words, the Amida has to be the normal Berach Shar Amida. The normal Amida is right-footed Amida. You put your weight essentially on your right foot, and when you start walking, you walk with your right foot first.
You kick the left foot?
That's there, the other
slow.
One. Huh?
Slow.
What?
Slow, you mean slow.
I can explain it either. I kick with my left foot, but like on a skateboard or something, I put my right foot in the back, and that's a left footed person who has a strong foot should be in the back when you do a surf. I don't know why I never saw that hook is throwing. How you surf? That should be the icker way. So what's the machlokes? So Rebbe is Pesel, Chachonim Rav Shir, Ma'aser Kechishus Atchol of Yamin, Ma'aser Abriyut Atchol of Yisrael. So what Rebbe holds that the brain is not concentrating as it ought to be on the one side. So you now have a weaker right side, which is why you have an even right left. And the other Mahjama said, no, on the contrary. All you have is a further development that's able to skill, to give you more skill in your left. Hakushi hagichor v'halaftan. So now we're talking about skin coloration over here. Someone who is dark skinned, someone who is red-skinned, someone who is very white-skinned. A kipeach is somebody who is too tall to be able to properly support his torso. Ananas, somebody with dwarfism. A cheresh, pa'ashote, which is strange because of cheresh. There should be a psul anyway of misase, kachim. A lot of discussion about this issue, whether the lack of das by kachim is a dindavka and shchita, you know, some suggest. Not another Avedas, or whether the Cheresh over here is not necessarily an Eshameh Avedah Medaber, even if he's just an Eshameh, but he is Medaber. Sheita is not totally a Sheita, he just acts like an idiot, which L'chera we see later on, because it talks about whether an animal who's a Sheita, especially when he's Be'ah. So, okay, we're not talking about the standard measurements here. Hashikor, obviously this can't mean literally a shikor, because it would be Mechala Zavreda, it would be a full moon, it wouldn't be included in these psalim. So we'll see, it's talking about he drank too much milk, or he drank too much honey, kind of thing. Bale Nigaim Tehorim, that are mutter in the Knis and the Azara, but they have a skin disease. Psulim Ba'adam Ukshulim Behemah, they're only possible in Adam in terms of Zara Shalaring, not in terms of Behemoth. Rav Shimon Gamliel knows, says a sheita, an animal that's a sheita is not considered to be mufka. To be maven, right? Such an idea. I mean,
mad cow disease.
No, mad cow disease probably would be a chayla, not a sheita, because his mom can't walk straight and so on. Sheita would mean unusual. Unusual mentality. Not functioning properly mentally, then is it sensitive enough to that? Rabbi, I mean, you do see that. You definitely see dogs and cats, but something's wrong with this animal, mental. Rabbi, I mean, they have a lot of psychologists now, you know, from the nation. They have a lot of veterinary psychologists, sure, and it's the biggest thing now. I don't know what they do about the Freudian approach to the dog, you know, let him talk out his problem. I guess if you go into that field, you can listen to the dog talk too. So, what was the old Barnaby cartoons? Remember the Barnaby cartoons? No? You also don't remember Barnaby? I'm not older than you. Barnaby had a talking dog. Barnaby and Mr. O'Malley. So he had a talking dog. That was a big problem. The Ab Bali Hadildulim, Silvan Bottom Shendavim. And now these Dildulim, or otherwise, and some of yourself is Tultulim, refers to skin tags as hanging flesh, which can be removed easily surgically. These things are only possible by an Adam, not by a vein. Well, we don't have any black coin. So it would by definition be somebody. None of these are. Ethiopians are black, or color.
Well,
that's
a woman,
man. No, a woman. A woman, the father is a color.
Yeah,
mean no, the
she's a black woman.
Right? A woman, Cushy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Why would
that
be a
woman?
It
should
be a girl.
Huh?
It
should
be a
and maybe it only is somebody. But whatever is not a normal color, it has nothing to do with it. If it's too white, also separate. Too white, the left kind is too white. And, yeah. It's just not a normal color. So Kushi is Ufma. Gifur, the Gemara suggests that Gifur is too white, which we're not going to stick with. And Lafkan is Sumka, is red. Anyway, the Amal Man Boy Lukyan. Doesn't it say, actually it says Lafkan, it should be Lafkan. Somebody was selling animals that were Lafkans and they found that it was Hebra. It was very pale. Maybe it was a, you know.
Huh?
An albino. What did you say?
Albino.
You meant albino. So we have to change this. Kushi is Uchma Yichor Sumka, not Loba. So the red skin is called a Yichor. And that's Yerkiri Amri Inchi, Sumka Gichaya, Lata Tzibraya. And that's like Udi Amalo, Man Boy Lokiyami, Vishtaka Tzibri. So people refer to those colors with those words. The Mishnah is simply using the standard, the common speech.
Uchma means black?
Black.
Doesn't mean dark blue.
Uchma?
Uchma,
you know, it's natural. Well, I mean, that's Uchma is black.
Black.
Yes, but I mean, a dark color.
It's interesting that they picked up all their language, or they got a lot of language from the traders, and the people in the ship, they had also their.
Yeah, very much so. That's the metropolis, basically, is trading. A kipeach is someone who's too tall. Amy? Likes very tall people. Shema vanoki shmarati et amorim ipnehen asher ki gova arazim govo. Apparently we're talking about a mila, sheva. Someone who's very tall, like a tree. On the proper, here we're not talking about a normal tall person. We're talking about aricha shemita sanya. Talking about a person who is tall to the point, Rashi learns Shemitah that his spine is shambled, that he walks on an angle and he can't keep his vertebrae straight. You often see in very tall people that are very thin. Or Baricha Shemitah Sanya could mean Shemitah that his face sticks out very far. And it's disgusting to look at, so Shemitah Sanya. It's part of a syndrome. It's a syndrome of giants where the bone structure is not normal.
They have a guy that's 9.5 feet tall, and he had a brain operation or something, and activated his pituitary gland, won't stop at the end.
Oh my God.
He keeps like going through the roof.
Oh my God. Stay away from these doctors. Omar Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish, Gavoa lo yitza gevohit. A tall male should not marry a tall female. Shema yitze mehem toran. They don't want to have a mask on the American Cup, you know. The mask lo yitza. Oh, so here, by the way, you raised before Aaron the issue of is there an issue in these things for a normal person or it's a Kohen mask to avoid a moon? Some kind of is a doctor for Tehanim. Otherwise, what do you care? Same thing as the problem with who cares if nations of all moon, right?
This stops the riot at Kohen. They'll play basketball, but they do bowl because they often fit to the shoes.
Manat lo yisa nanaset. A dwarf shouldn't, or a short male should not marry a short female, because he may end up with Tom Thumb. Shemi et semim et spai, Levan lo yisa levana. And someone who's very light should not marry someone who's very light. Shemi et semim boak. You don't want them to give birth to somebody who's like, no coloration. Shachor lo yisa shachora. Shemi et semim tafua. Which is also overly. Tafuach is the Lashon of a pot bottom, from before, as Rashi brings by the Apocrypha, some of the Tafuach. So, Hakeresh Vasheta Vashikort. Shikort Machal Vyavreda, that should be together with Mumin, not here. That's together with Mumin and Amechal Avreda, not in a Sheva Bazar Shalar. So, Vyavi Mumin and Amechal Avreda, Vyavi Mirsheva. No, we're talking about not that he's sheep or that he drank wine. We're talking about shard varim hamishachrim. He drank too much milk. Not like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that even if he got drunk on too much milk, then he would also be mechal the aveda because he owes a chachayim. The tanya ochel the vela kishilit, which is also makes you high, v'shata chalav u'dvash, v'nichnas v'nigdash, haya. Because that's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Okay, so then in a finami. This has to be Shalok Rabbi Yehuda. Elu kishevim ba'adam. By the way, Yaakov, I got a fascinating email from someone off of his mobile phone. Who? Ira. So what is he writing? As he's driving, you understand? As he's driving, he sends me today, he sent me an email. Yesterday, I agree with Rabbi Yaakov about the air conditioning. What? Just for a different reason. It makes so much noise. It's just amazing. You know, like, how do they got to have the conversations? I agree with Rabbi Yaakov about the air conditioning. I'm thinking the fan made you make too much noise. Oh, yeah.
When you listen online,
I mean,
maybe you also feel like you're
fired.
Yeah,
it's fascinating. It's like you hear somebody make a growth on a computer. It's hard not to say a name like it's true. So, Eilu Kishirim ba'adam u'psulin ba'behima. Now, the following things are kosher for a human, although they're possible for behima. Otoved b'no. That's very strange.
The human is all Kohanim we're talking.
That's right. So what you try also as the no? Amazing idea. So in other words, for a Kohen and his son to do the Aveda, the Yom Ha'atzmaut.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Is that like my name Gerolias following someone
after? No. They say there's no pagam. It's kosher b'ham. But what would be the Havamina? It's beautiful, that Aliyona, this Rabbi Metzger. He suggests that you see from here that the Aveda of a Kayin seems to actually be the Mesira and the Mizbeah. In other words, when you're bringing a Korban, not everybody speaks out the bringing of the Korban as if you're presenting yourself. But it means that the Aveda of the Kayin is constantly as if he's putting himself on the Mizbeah. You might think there's an actual Psula Vesaves and other Sakriva behind that. It's an amazing thought. What? No.
Well, that's
good
considering that.
Is
she
rabbi? Oh, no, I don't think it's him. But it came out a long time ago. He's young. Yeah, that's right. That's his name also. Could be maybe he's a son. Maybe it's called Yaina Ala Yaina Hashem. His father and the son is Yaina Metzger.
Yaina Metzger was my brother's teacher.
Yes, which one? The rabbi?
No.
No.
Not the
that's the grandfather. It's the father's grandfather.
So, I mean, that makes sense. There's more going on as a family, right?
So
you wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So surprisingly, even though Trefa is possible in an animal, it is not possible in a kohen. Yotze Doifen, interesting thought. But anyone who was delivered by Caesarean would be a possible kohen, because it's a shalom by behema. Vanose Nashim Ba'avira, somebody who is married to a woman that is prohibited to the kohenah, is possible Achi Divena Ana'a. He has to be mudder, he has to ask her Ba'ana'a from him, and vice versa. And then he's allowed to do the Aveda, even before he divorces her. Now here he does not have to be Madin Hanon. And the Gemara is going to add Tatam over there, we expect a Neder, and over here we accept just the Kabbalah. No, this is just an additional community. Yeah, only up to this point. Elo Kisharim. It's amazing. Really, he was intent on marrying. He would do it all the time. Eluk Sharon Ba'oda. What do you mean, Oso Vespino? You mean what? That Aaron should do the Avoda together with his children would be a Pagam and Oso Vespino would be an Amina. So what would be the equivalent by Nehema? A male and his sons. Taish Ubino. I thought Ninoi, but Tanya Oso Vespino is only Noi Benikavis. Is that Noi Vizakori? Hell, what it's talking about, what it has to be Taya Shaubana. So then the equivalent of a Kohen is what? Elisheva? I don't understand. What are we talking about? Kohenes Ubanava. Kohenes Basaveni. You don't understand what we're talking about. Mimonashev. Either it doesn't work in the animal, it doesn't work in the human. The Yoelam Aaron Ubana. And indeed, the Eishves Benay is a Tayesh and his son. And as they say in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmed Reb Yossi Barovin, Ada Omra, Kanani. Clearly, anybody who analyzes the Mishnah recognizes that it makes no sense unless it's going on Libra the Chananya. We had before in Chulin, the Tanya, Eishev es b'nai noig b'nekevis v'ena noig b'zachorin, Chananya ema noig b'zachorin b'nekevis. This Mishnah only makes sense on Libra the Chananya, whereby an animal you could have a father and child, So by a Kohen you can have a father and child. Nonetheless, by a Kohen it's not a Pagan. Hanosi Noshim Ba'avera. Tana, the Brisa says, when it says that he should be Noida Ba'ana, it doesn't mean he has to actually be Magarisha. He was holding by going up to the Mizbeah. Everybody come, buddy, enough of this shtick. Okay, I swear it's just Osipano, et cetera, et cetera. All right, fine, go up and do your Aveda. But then as soon as he gets down, they hold a gun to his head. So know the Oved, Yoredu Megaret. So how do we, how can we rely on a letter? What's to prevent it from going to a Chacham being Matar's letter? So it's Yom HaOzel HaGadet Chacham B'Sharele. Kasev HaSarach L'Fayah Z'Faneva. Very well, you have to tell the Chacham, and tell the Chacham, I was made not to marry a woman that's Ozer. Oh really, you want to have to? That's not going to happen so fast. Actually, the Shaila's over here, how you can make another wife is already, he's maneuver from our Sinai. Oh, it's a Shaila already, how to work this out, it should be terrible for my Macherim with an insult. So, Haini, Klamandi, Omer, Fire, the Son, the Son, if you hold that you have to be fired from that, how about if you hold you don't have to be fired from that, Michael Amina? The Madrina Leberab takes a letter in public. Nu, say, Haini, Klamandi, Omer, Nether, should have brought the name of Akhara, fine. If you are like the Mandiyam who holds a publicly made letter, cannot have a Hatara by a Chacham, okay? But how about according to the Mandiyam, a Yeshua Hatara? My equal amendment, I'd be able to be Matthew the letter? Oh, the Mandiyam like a Daita the Rabbi. The Umber Amena Yokas Afila the Mandiyam, Neder Shuhudar Barabim, Yeshua Hatara, but a Neder Shuhudar Al Daat Rabim, since what is he going to say? You're going to say, that wasn't my das. So, you didn't do it on your das. You did it on the das of the rabbi. But I changed my mind. So, the rabbi didn't change their mind. But if I had known that, so, the rabbi can't say that, et cetera, et cetera. So there's no possible way to be matan that. So, there, when you go out for a hani mil dvar shus, I will dvar mitzvah yeshua hapara. So, this explains that with dvar mitzvah, we have an undana, that the rabbi would be nefer to do the mitzvah, so they would allow it. Right. Right. Because it's not a direct tie to break the net. It's a direct tie to the other end. No, because it's an additional thing that you ask of yourself. To which the letter per se, you know that if you marry her, you're not going to be able to mend it from her. She's not going to mend it from you. It's not going to work. So even if you have a tithe at this particular moment, but you know that tomorrow she's not going to be able to mend it from you. It's like the thing that says in my sister's name, I'm broken. Yishka Arboim. So, then we won't be able to be Nena at all. That, by the way, is how they answer the Rishanya about it's a Nena Shudra Rishanya. He's answering her Ba'ano. One of Ba'ano is a sex, but it's certainly a Nena that's Chal completely. That is not of it. That all women that are automatic women are not allowed to be Nena for me. But it's an eye. Yeah. Okay. Fine, so still fine. Why not? He said. If I am married. Okay, well, you can't figure out a lesson in the family. So, we know that it's a bar mitzvah, Yeshua, because we had the famous case of the Makri Darna kid. It was the school teacher that Adre Ravacha, Rav Acha, had him take a netter, al-das robbing, that he would never teach in school again. To kaparsha b'yinuki, because he used to abuse the children and literally kill them. And it wasn't too good to have, he would beat them up, and that's it. So he killed a couple of kids. They decided he's not a good teacher. But in the end, Ravina took him back in, and was matin the netter. The lo'ashka savidayik avos, they couldn't find as good a teacher, it was medayik. So, okay, you lose a few kids here, but at least they got a good education. He wasn't able to teach with the clarity, you know, to be medayik, and you say the things correctly, and you know the standards. Yeah, the other people have lower standards. So it's a little bit too tough on the
decision. Nobody flunked his test. That's what they heard about it coming back.
But on the time of the Mesim, how come Maishan offered to sagle the Kabbalah wife? Does he only have to be Makabal on himself that he won't be Matan the Mesim? But when it comes to getting rid of his wife, he has to be Madir My shas about the inline, obviously, also the yitzhar tzadfei. I mean, guy's getting yitzhar hara, he promises you, with all the nice intentions in the world, next time he sees this lovely girl, he's going to forget about his promise. Haver alach mum in elu. Yesh b'chor l'nach alavein o b'chor l'kein. Oh, we have to see those examples from our story.